Let's talk about who could be the next president of Nigeria. It's not the usual two-man race. And this guy is really shaking things up. Nigerians have signed up to vote in record numbers ahead of Election Day, February 25th. After 8 tough years under President Muhammadu Buhari, a lot of people feel a lot needs to change.
It's a crucial vote for Nigerians.
Africa's most populous nation faces a worsening economic and security situation.
We are tired of all these years in darkness and suffering.
We must vote right and we must vote wisely.
So who are the main candidates? Why is the presidential election so different? And why is it so hard to predict a winner? Nigeria's got the biggest population in Africa, 213 million people. Half of them are under 19, and it's incredibly diverse. It's got more than 250 ethnicities, around 500 languages, and it's more or less half Muslim, half Christian. There's also a geographical dimension to that religious split. So broadly speaking, the north is where more Muslims are from, and the south is more Christian. And this big cross-cutting mix of ethnicity, religion, and regional identity underpins a lot of Nigeria's politics.
People always have a tendency to look more favorable to the person who speaks their language, who understands their culture.
Now, usually, the presidential election comes down to a choice between the two candidates from the two main parties, the People's Democratic Party, the PDP, and the All Progressives Congress, APC for short. And usually, those parties field candidates that fit with an unwritten rule, where the presidency rotates between a Christian from the south and a Muslim from the north, which is what President Buhari is. So that pattern would suggest the next president should be a Christian from the south, which neither of the two main candidates are. For starters, we've got Bola Tinubu for the ruling APC. He's the former governor of Lagos, and he's from the south, although he's Muslim. Then there's Atiku Abubakar, a former vice president who's the PDP candidate. He's also Muslim, but from the north. Now, some people think that this break with the usual pattern risks making religion and ethnicity an even bigger issue in this election than usual.
The vote mark will look very, very ethnic as people vote along regional lines and religious lines. So everybody is either thinking in silos that, look, this is our turn. We have to support one of our own. While the young people are saying that there has to be a generational change.
And what young people are thinking is a huge part of this election, because a lot of them are getting behind a third contender, Peter Obi. And having three front runners is a first. Obi is a Christian from the south and was governor of Anambra State, a job a lot of people think he did quite well. And he ran for vice president for the PDP in 2019. Now he's running for the Labour Party. And even though he's in his 60s and super wealthy, he's seen by his supporters as more dynamic and more in tune with what younger people want.
Unlike your average Nigerian politician, who is a big man in every sense of the word, Peter Obi is regularly seen carrying his own briefcase, carrying his own bags, joining the queue at airports. This is what, so it appeals to young people. And then he's accessible. People can approach him. He doesn't move around with huge convoys like your average garden variety Nigerian politician.
He has actually brought up the excitement, but importantly, he's also given the dominant party a run for their money, so they can no longer afford to sit and be docile.
And one of the reasons for that is how the vote works. Because to win the presidency, a candidate has to get a majority of the overall national vote, but they also have to win at least 25% of the vote in two-thirds of Nigeria's 36 states, plus the federal capital territory, home to the capital Abuja. That's to make sure the president has a spread of support across the country. So with three candidates in the mix, it's much harder for any of them to win outright. But there's another guy too.
I like to say there are 3.5 candidates, because there's a fourth candidate whom not many people talk about, Rabiu Kwankwaso.
Kwankwaso is a Muslim from the north and the former governor of Kano State. He probably doesn't have the national appeal needed to actually win, but he's very popular in the North. And that could further split the vote for the other three candidates. And all of this means the presidential election may well go to a second round.
We don't see a situation where anybody would get that required spread. And we don't see a situation where anybody would get the 50% plus one that is required to win. So which means that we'll be looking at a runoff for the first time in Nigeria's history.
So right now the race is looking wide open and turnout is expected to be high. The Election Commission says 10 million new voters have registered. 84% of them are under 34. The candidate who'll probably benefit most from that is Peter Obi, and he's the favorite in pretty much every poll. But polls in Nigeria can be misleading, and some people are questioning whether all the hype around Obi will actually translate into votes, either because he's overhyped or for other reasons.
One thing that polls cannot consider is, for example, the dynamics of Nigeria's electoral process. When people go to polling units and somebody waves a wad of cash at them, what happens then?
So regardless of one's grassroots popularity, if all the forces of an incumbency and control and money flowing, of course, as well, are stacked against you, like they appear to be stacked against Peter Obi, then it's going to be very difficult for him to essentially compete on a level playing field.
Whoever ends up taking over from President Buhari is going to be under pressure to deal with some really serious and urgent problems. The economy is tanking, there's widespread corruption, and 40% of Nigerians live below the poverty line. And it's the poorest who are hit hardest by the major security issues, which in recent years have spread to almost every part of the country. There's Boko Haram and an ISIL affiliate group in the north. Violence between farmers and herders fighting over land, kidnappings by criminal gangs, armed groups stealing oil, and separatists fighting in the southeast.
There is a sense both among Nigerians and longtime Nigeria watchers like myself that Nigeria is on an extremely worrying path at the moment. And so here we have potentially a last or near to last opportunity to really turn the ship around.
There is a despondence. There is a feeling of like, oh yes, the state has failed, the people are not feeling the impact of democracy. And these elections then represent an opportunity to again renegotiate this democracy and see if it can bring development to the people.